Hello there, you're listening to the Sort Yourself Out podcast. This week we're discussing a better way than fake it till you make it. I'm your host, Janine Hunt, natural health therapist for over 30 years, hypnotherapist, lifelong learner, and student of the ageless wisdom. Here on the Sort Yourself Out podcast and in my Better Than Happy Zone membership, I teach powerful top-down techniques and practices so that you can master your mind and emotions, free yourself of what's holding you back, expand your consciousness, and nourish your soul. So let's get started. Well, hello there, and thank you so much for joining me today. You've heard that bit of advice that's on everyone's lips about making change in your life, that you fake it till you make it. You've heard that, right? Well, today we're discussing a better way than that. It's a higher way. This is a technique that I've learned through my studies of the ageless wisdom, which is also known as esoteric philosophy, or the ancient wisdom, or even the perennial philosophy. And in case you're wondering, the ageless wisdom is a body of teaching that underlies all of the world's spiritual traditions, but it is not itself a religion. It's called ageless because it has been handed down, mostly in verbal form, across the ages at a level suitable to the current development of humanity or the humanity of that time. So the latest installments, which were intended to inform the unfolding intelligence and consciousness of humanity in recent times, were contributed by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and she was the founder of Theosophy and the author of The Secret Doctrine. And her work was to bridge Western and Eastern spiritual traditions. And so she was writing in around the late 1800s, I believe. And then there was Alice A. Bailey, who wrote 24 books on esoteric philosophy between 1919 and 1949. And she founded the Arcane School. Both of these authors worked in cooperation with Dzogchen Kul, known as the Tibetan master. Helena Roerich presented further teachings in conjunction with Master Moria. So these teachings encompass a cosmology of the origin, nature, and evolution of the universe. Woo! And man's role and evolutionary path within it. It teaches the establishment of right relationships between all aspects of our planetary life and explains the spiritual laws and principles governing life in the macrocosm, the wider universe, and their correspondence and application to our daily life here in the microcosm. Have you heard the hermetic aphorism, as above, so below? As below, so above? This spiritual maxim explains the law of correspondences through which we can draw analogies and arrive at a comprehension of the nature of life through the spiritual truths governing man and cosmos alike, and their reflection in relation to the individual and particular, as well as to the universal. This is important, as this higher aspect is central to the technique I'm talking about today. And this technique is called acting as if. It's different to the fake it till you make it idea. Fake it till you make it is related to the lower self action in the world. This is the realm of the personality, that amalgam of the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Acting as if is related to the soul. My esoteric glossary defines acting as if like this. It starts with the aphorism, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." By acting as if one were a soul, it is possible more easily to work towards a true vision of soul and personality. This attitude brings into play the faculty of imagination, which produces definite inner changes and is one of the forces which influence substance itself. Nice. So, with the acting as if technique, we're seeking to embody the light and power of the soul in daily life and to eventually bring that into manifestation through our continuous focus upon it and the use of the faculty of imagination. And the imagination is the lower correspondence to the intuition. So we're not faking it when we're using the active if technique, because we are all souls in incarnation. And the soul is way more powerful than the little self, the not self, the ego, the personality who is pushing and striving and faking it. And there's always that little idea at the back of the mind of faking it. So they are similar ideas, but the problem with faking it is that you are telling yourself that you don't possess the power or knowledge or thing. As the soul, you are working with the creative forces of the universe. The soul is the creator, and when you create using your soul energy, anything that you create with that will be of a higher caliber and vibration than the pushing and forcing of faking it. So the difficult part of acting as if is remembering to, and it's often the case with these spiritual practices, remembering to keep it at the high level, as it is so easy to slip back into the ego mode. I mean, that's what we've been operating with for centuries across so many lifetimes. We've been in that ego mode. And this is kind of our natural stance that we need to get ourselves out of. So acting as if is part of our evolution. And for many of us, if not all of us, unless we're an enlightened master already, it's going to take some inner work. So we may need to free ourselves of our hang-ups so we do not have interference running against our intentions, creating blockages, resistance, and self-sabotage. We need to make our unconscious patterns conscious so that we can eradicate and uproot thoughts and patterns that are unhelpful, unhealthy, and unedifying, and also plain old untrue, which is what most of our ego beliefs and patterns are. They are so different to the soul energy. So meditation and mindfulness are excellent for this. I've done a bunch of podcasts on meditation and mindfulness, so go and have a look through the past ones. And I think number 37 is all about mindfulness and gives you a bunch of opportunity or a bunch of exercises that you can use. So go and have a look through previous podcasts. So meditation and mindfulness are really helpful also for allowing you to keep at the forefront of your mind the idea that you are working from soul energy and soul qualities and soul power and purpose. So we need to get to the point of believing in and therefore actively harnessing our divine creative power. Now, this is commonly known as manifestation, but I like to use the term co-creation, as it reminds us that we are not in this alone, because so many people have a hard time accepting this power, this responsibility even, in their own lives. It's the kind of thing that we know intellectually. Oh yeah, I'm a fragment of divinity, we say. But when it comes right down to it, we balk at our creative power and still have this niggling little voice inside telling us we're not good enough, we're not worthy. Again, hello, ego. This is the voice of the ego that wants to be in control of things. And if we're focused on faking it, it's this voice that is going to be reinforced and empowered. So we don't want to empower the voice of the ego, the little self, the not self. We want to empower and embody the voice of the higher self, the soul, the true self, the reality. So many people accept the idea that you create your own reality, but really owning it and living by it and taking it deeply seriously in consciously creating their lives is another matter. That's why I've created a course in my Better Than Happy Zone membership that is all about owning your power as a co-creator with the universal mind. So we need to get away from the ego level of creation and begin to trust that it is our God-given right as human beings to learn to wield this powerful creative energy. And this is divine creative energy. And when we are in touch with that kind of energy, we will bring through higher manifestations that are in alignment with our soul's purpose for this incarnation. And also, things that come from soul energy, they're not just going to be good for you. They're going to be good for the whole. They're going to be good for the planet. They are not going to be destructive, as are so many of our ego creations that are all based on our insecurities and our feelings of lack and basically untruth. We need to recognize our power as co-creators. So we need to make that shift in thinking from faking it, ego energy to creative soul energy. And the sooner we start, the better. Because as I said, it can take some time to really get to grips in a meaningful way with the concept that you, humble little you, are in partnership with the divine creative forces of life. Woo! But it's the step that we've got to take. So as far as I'm concerned, there is no point messing around with ideas of faking it. So how do you do this? Firstly, you need to recognize who you are. And repeatedly remind yourself who you are, a spiritual entity inhabiting a physical body for the purpose of expressing yourself, expressing your soul qualities and purpose, and anchoring these into the physical plane reality of daily life. Now, in the ageless wisdom, they teach that this very idea of the expression of soul qualities through your human life here on earth is what is going to take humanity into what's known as the fifth kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. I don't like using the G word too much. That's a hang up I still need to get rid of in my life, but the kingdom of heaven will do. And this is what we are working towards individually as each person becomes more and more self-aware, more enlightened, more awakened. They are bringing through higher energies into the earth plane. We are bringing light into our bodies, as this term enlightenment is not just metaphorical. We are actually, as we grow spiritually, allowing our bodies to contain more light, our cells. And this takes spiritual practice. This does not just happen because you want it to or with a snap of a fingers. For most of us, we're going to have to do quite a lot of inner work, which involves purification and study, and also service to humanity and the lower kingdoms, the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, and the mineral kingdom, because we, as the human kingdom, are the macrocosm of the lower kingdoms, and it is our responsibility to help those kingdoms reach their enlightenment so they can move on to their next phase of evolution. So for humanity, our next phase of evolution is to enter the kingdom of heaven. So right now, humanity is the fourth kingdom in nature. The kingdom of heaven is the fifth kingdom, and this is where the masters of the wisdom and the spiritual hierarchy reside, and we are all destined to get there one day. This is the plan, the spiritual plan, and the evolutionary path for humanity. So one by one, we're doing it, and people who are already on the spiritual path, this can be seen as both your destiny and your responsibility. It's everyone's destiny ultimately, but for those of us who are already consciously treading the spiritual path, it becomes our responsibility, and it's a matter for us to consciously choose to be treading this way. So it is imperative for the majority of us that we learn to manage our minds and our thoughts, because energy follows thought. So we need to be actively choosing the thoughts that we are energizing. Because if we are not consciously creating our reality, then we're doing it unconsciously. And that is going to be creativity based on the past, which is only going to bring into expression more of what we've already got and have probably had our fill. Probably had our fill of it. No more. Thank you. No more. So also the means of creating unconsciously is the ego path. It's creating according to all of our unconscious patterns and hang-ups and insecurities that the ego is constantly feeding on and perpetuating. So this is not the route we want to take. It has to be consciously creating. So no more creation by default, no more unconscious creation, or even creation according to what other people want us to do. Now, this is a biggie. Many of us are creating according to other people's conscious creations. We're not taking responsibility for our own creation. And usually we tell ourselves we have no choice, but that's not true either. There's always a choice. So if you are not creating consciously according to your own plan and purpose, you can be sure you'll be fulfilling somebody else's plan and purpose. So it's our responsibility as souls to develop this power through our conscious activity. And the ageless wisdom tells us that this is what humanity is meant to be developing now. It's our current path of evolution to learn to harness these higher energies. When we act as if, we acknowledge this as a spiritual process of co-creation with the universal mind. We act as if we are the soul, and through that focus, we will come into greater alignment and integration with the soul. We focus on being our soul in manifestation. We focus on bringing through the qualities of the soul, like love, wisdom, harmony, joy, peace, beauty, harmlessness, and humility. So we remind ourselves again and again that we are divine beings, spirit, in bodies, here on planet Earth, to learn how to wield our creative power. We can check in with ourselves again and again throughout the course of the day to see if what we are thinking about doing feels right, if it feels high, if it feels edifying. We all know deep inside what right action is, what the harmless thing to do is, and what is best for the good of the whole. So you just need to check in with yourself. This is what your feelings are for, and this is the way you can use your feelings to advance on the spiritual path. We have these feelings for a purpose. So do what feels right. And when you've got a little voice inside saying, no, this doesn't feel right, heed that voice. That's what it's there for. And things will start to work out so much better in your life when you listen to your inner guidance. This is the way that the soul speaks to you. Mind you, it can take some doing to figure out when the ego is speaking and when the soul is speaking. And that's where we need to bring our discrimination and discernment into play. Again, these are qualities we need to develop on the spiritual path so that we can understand the whispers of the soul and to discern that it's the soul speaking and not the little ego. So this is what acting as if will help you to manifest. It will help you to take the high road of right action and to veer off the low road of selfish action and its ultimately dissatisfying creations that we then have to spend time and energy, if not entire incarnations and lifetimes of karma, correcting. So it's important to create from a high level, to know who you are, to remind yourself again and again, to accept your creative power. Act as if you are the soul, anchoring your divine qualities here on earth. That is what it is all about. Divine qualities here on earth, creating the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That's what that means. We do it individually, and when there is a critical mass of people who have done it individually, then we will be able to help all of the others to join us, and it'll be the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, that's better than fake it till you make it, right? Okay, well, that's really what I wanted to talk about today. So I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to leave that with you to ponder on. Remember, meditation and mindfulness are excellent for this. And if you're interested in coming into greater alignment with your soul, there is no better practice than meditation. Just nothing better than meditation for achieving greater soul contact. So if you don't meditate already, I recommend that you start. And if you like, you can download my free quick start guide to doable meditation. In this guide, I provide really simple, no fuss instructions on how to meditate. And I'm talking meditation that only takes 5 minutes to do. It includes tips to make sure you can fit it into your day and move past any resistance you might feel about starting a meditation practice, a daily meditation practice. And this is the important thing about meditation. It's when you meditate daily that it works for you. If you meditate sporadically, you almost might as well not bother, other than that it lets you realize that you are feeling peace, then it'll get you eventually towards the daily. It's when you meditate daily that you really get the benefits, and daily soul contact is important. You need to build up that rhythm of daily contact with your higher energies. Sporadic meditation just will not do it in the same way. So do give it a go. Meditation is the technique par excellence that brings you into greater contact with your soul. So you can get my quick start guide for doable meditation at theinspirationcloud.com/SYO79. Those are the numbers, 79. So that's theinspirationcloud.com/SYO79. And I'll put a link in the show notes. Okay, my friend, that's all for today. Thanks so much for spending your time with me. I really do appreciate it. So take care. Have a great week, and I will see you next week. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing this podcast and for subscribing and leaving me a lovely 5-star review on iTunes. Those things really help to get the podcast out there so that it can serve more people. If you have any questions or would like me to address a certain topic, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at info@theinspirationcloud.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next week.